Okay, let's unpack this. I want you to picture a scene. It's Monday morning. You're starting a new job at a manufacturing plant. You've got your hard hat, your vest, maybe a badge. And then the site manager walks up to you and hands you the binder.
Ah, yes, the heavy dust-collecting brick of compliance, the safety manual.
Exactly. Or if they're a modern company, they email you a PDF attachment that is like 50 megabytes and takes forever to load on your phone.
Right.
It contains absolutely vital life-saving information, how not to lose a finger, how to handle certain chemicals, what to do if the fire alarm screams. And yet, be honest with me here, does anyone actually read it?
Cover to cover. Almost never. It's what I call the safety manual paradox.
Mm.
The information inside that binder is critical. It literally stands between you and a trip to the hospital. But the format, it's just impenetrable. It's dense, it's legalistic, and it's boring.
And in a high-pressure environment, boring is dangerous.
It really is.
Right. So today, we are diving into a collision of two worlds that might just solve this paradox. We aren't just talking about digitizing the binder. We're talking about blowing the binder up and replacing it with something that, well, that actually talks to you.
The fascinating intersection. On one side, we have DoneSafe, or HSI DoneSafe, which is this massive cloud-based platform. They are kind of the brain of safety for companies ranging from 5 people to 500,000.
And on the other side, we have the Auto Content API. This is the voice. It's a tool that automates content transformation, taking text and data and turning it into podcasts, videos, social posts.
And the mission for this deep dive is specifically about how those two fit together. How can the content transformation engine of Auto Content solve the engagement problem for a platform like DoneSafe? Because having the data isn't enough.
You need people to actually care about it.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's set the stage with DoneSafe. I think most people assume safety software is just a place where you log accidents after they happen, like a digital incident report.
That's the old model.
Yeah.
DoneSafe is positioning itself much more broadly. They call themselves a no-code platform, which is a key distinction.
What does that mean, no code?
It means a safety manager doesn't need to call the IT department to build a new form or workflow. They can do it themselves. And they have over 60 modules.
60. Wow.
Yeah, over 60. We're talking incident management, risk assessment, chemical safety, injury management, audit management. It covers the whole EHSQ spectrum environment, health, safety, and quality.
And their philosophy is experience plus data, RACCESS, which, sounds great on a marketing brochure, but what does it actually mean on the ground?
It means they want to democratize safety. They don't want safety to be the job of just one person in an office. They want every worker on the floor to be connected.
Right.
And because of that, DoneSafe generates a staggering amount of information.
Right.
They produce the Global EHS Readiness Index, the GERI report. They have white papers on ROI. But more importantly, every single company using DoneSafe is generating mountains of their own internal data. Compliance docs, updated policies, risk assessments.
Okay, so they have this wealth of information. The library is full. But here is where we hit the bottleneck. And I feel this personally. If you send me a 3-page memo on ergonomic desk setup, I'm probably going to skim the first paragraph and archive it.
And you work in an office. Now imagine you are on a construction site. It's loud. You're wearing gloves. The sun is glaring on your phone screen. Are you going to squint at a PDF to learn about the new ladder protocol?
Not a chance. I'm going to ask Dave, the foreman, and hope Dave knows what he's talking about.
Exactly. And that is where the breakdown happens. This is the conflict found in the Auto Content source material, content saturation. The modern worker is just fragmented. They check their phones. They listen to podcasts on the commute. They watch YouTube shorts on their lunch break.
They're used to high-quality consumable media.
They are. And DoneSafe, for all its power, is still largely text-based in its output.
So the problem isn't that they lack the knowledge.
Not at all. The problem is that the old way of turning that knowledge into media like video or audio is economically impossible for most companies.
Yeah, I looked into the numbers on this and they are brutal. Let's say JohnSafe releases an update on forklift blind spots. If a company wants to turn that into a professional podcast episode to share with their drivers, outsourcing that costs
Wait.
for high quality produced audio segment. It could be anything from, say, $100 to $15,000. It really depends on if you're hiring talent, sound engineers, editors.
And video.
Even worse, a professional training video, it starts at $3,000 and just goes up from there.
So if you're a safety manager with a budget, you
No,
can't do it.
you can't spend 5 grand every time a policy changes. So you go back to the PDF, you revert to the text.
Until now, enter Auto Content API. They market themselves as the Notebook LM API alternative. Now, Notebook LM is that Google tool everyone is freaking out about, right?
It is. It's the tool that takes your documents and turns them into these incredibly lifelike audio overviews. AutoContent is taking that concept, but billing it as an industrial engine for enterprise. It's not just a consumer toy, it's infrastructure. So walk me through the workflow. I'm that safety manager. I have a new DoneSafe policy on chemical handling. I want my team to actually know it. What do I do?
Well, in this new world, you don't write an email. You take that DoneSafe document, or the data, directly from the chemical safety module, and you feed it into the AutoContent API. You select audio briefing or podcast as the output.
And it just spits out a summary?
No, and that's the key difference. It doesn't just summarize, it transforms. It turns the dry text into a dialogue. It creates a toolbox talk, you know, of a 5-minute audio file where two voices discuss the new chemical handling procedures, highlight the dangers, maybe even crack a little joke to keep you engaged.
Okay, but I have to play devil's advocate here. We've all heard text-to-speech. It sounds like a GPS navigation system having a stroke. Turn left at the forklift.
Right.
If I play that for a construction crew, they're going to laugh me off the site.
That's a completely valid fear. But the source material for AutoContent really emphasizes advanced voice engineering. These are not 2015 robot voices. They're described as natural, steady, and believable. They include pauses, intonation, breath.
But does it feel fake? I mean, if the workers know it's AI, do they just tune it out?
That's the uncanny valley risk.
Oh.
But think about the alternative. The alternative is silence. The alternative is them not reading the PDF at all.
That's a good point.
If the choice is between a slightly synthetic-sounding podcast that I can listen to in my truck on the way to the site, or a 20-page document I will never open, the podcast wins every single time. It allows for knowledge transfer during downtime.
And DoneSafe has offline capabilities, right? So I could download today's safety pod and listen even if I'm out in the field with no cell service.
Exactly. But here is where it gets really interesting. AutoContent has a voice cloning feature.
Okay, explain this to me.
The CEO, or say, the site safety lead, records a sample of their voice, just a few minutes of audio to train the model. Then, the API can generate daily safety updates in their voice.
So the CEO doesn't have to sit in a recording booth every morning at 6 a.m.
No. They could be on a plane to Tokyo, and their voice is still delivering the morning briefing to the team in Texas.
Hang on, though. I have to push back a bit. If I'm a worker and I find out the morning update from the boss is actually a robot, do I feel cheated? Doesn't that damage trust?
It's a delicate line. You have to be transparent. You don't lie and say, I recorded this for you this morning. You frame it as, this is my AI avatar delivering the critical updates so I can focus on getting us the new equipment we need. If the information is accurate and helpful, I think people generally forgive the medium. It adds a level of personal authority hearing the boss's voice. The text just can't match, even if it is synthesized.
That is wild. It's like scaling the CEO's presence. But, you know, some people just aren't audio learners. And honestly, for some safety stuff, audio is a terrible idea.
Oh, absolutely. Try explaining how to inspect a complex safety harness using only audio. Loop the strap A through buckle B.
Yeah, that's a disaster waiting to happen. You need to see it.
Right. Visual learning is non-negotiable for safety. And stats back this up. By 2025, video is projected to make up, what, 82% of all internet traffic? If DoneSafe wants to capture attention, they have to be in the video game.
So how does the API handle that? Is it just generating slide decks with a voiceover?
No, it's much cooler. It's using the Video Create Shorts endpoint. It enables what you could call a faceless safety channel. Think about those TikToks or YouTube shorts where you see stock footage or an AI avatar with big captions and a voiceover.
Yeah, faceless channels are huge right now. My nephew watches them for hours.
Exactly. Now apply that to the workplace. Let's use a specific DoneSafe module as an example. Let's say the incident management module flags a spike in ladder-related injuries at a specific site. The data shows people are sliding off the top rung.
Okay, so the system knows we have a problem.
In the old model, a manager sees that data, maybe schedules a seminar for next Tuesday. In the new model, the API automatically triggers. It takes that data, it pulls the ladder safety protocol from the library, and it generates a vertical 9.16 video.
Like a TikTok video.
Exactly. It uses an AI avatar to demonstrate the correct angle for the ladder, adds big, bold subtitles, because people watch with the sound off, and pushes it out.
And this happens instantly.
In minutes. But the real game changer is the cost. I want to go back to the math, because this is where the business case becomes undeniable. We said a manual video costs, what, $3,000?
At least.
Creating a short video via the Auto Content API consumes about 400 credits. On their business plan, that works out to about €4.
€4 versus $3,000.
Let's just think about a yearly budget.
Yeah.
If you want to do a safety tip of the day, that's 365 videos a year. The old way, that's over $1 million. Nobody has that budget.
No, well,
yeah. The new way, it's about €1,500 for the entire year.
That isn't just a saving. That's a completely different operating model.
It is. It allows a company using DoneSafe to literally flood their internal communication channels. Slack, Teams, the company intranet with high-quality safety shorts. It increases mental availability. You aren't just told once. You see it in your feed. You hear it in your daily update. It becomes ambient.
That is huge. But there's another layer here that I think is even more critical for safety. DoneSafe isn't just a local player. They're in the U.S., Australia, New Zealand, the U.K., Singapore.
And even within one country, the workforce is incredibly diverse.
Right. I've been on sites where you have 5 different languages being spoken. If the safety report is in English, but the guy operating the crane only reads Spanish, that's not just an inconvenience. That's a hazard.
It's a massive liability. DoneSafe has a multilingual interface for the software itself, which is great.
Sure.
But the content, the memos, the updates, that's usually written in whatever language the manager speaks.
So how does Auto Content bridge that gap?
They call it instant globalization. The API supports over 50 languages. So let's go back to that incident report about the ladders. It's filed in English in the US. The workflow would be, the report is filed, the API processes it, and within minutes, it generates the audio summary and the explainer video, not just in English, but simultaneously in Spanish, German, Japanese, and Tagalog.
So the Spanish-speaking crew gets a video in Spanish explaining the ladder safety update at the exact same time as the English speakers.
Yes. And think about the nuance. In safety, nuance is everything. If you misunderstand flammable versus combustible because of a language barrier, you can get seriously hurt.
Of course.
Providing content in the worker's native language aligns perfectly with DoneSafe's goal of 100% employee adoption. You cannot adopt what you cannot understand.
That really democratizes safety. It basically says your life is important enough for us to speak to you in your own language without the company needing to hire a team of translators for every single memo.
It creates an inclusive safety culture at scale.
I want to pivot to something a bit more proactive. DoneSafe deals a lot with risk and compliance. That means keeping up with laws, regulations, OSHA updates. It feels like a never-ending homework assignment for a safety manager.
It is, and it's exhausting. Usually a manager has to check 5 different government websites, read dense legal jargon, and then figure out if it even applies to them.
It sounds miserable.
That is where the intelligence engine of Auto Content comes in. They have a deep research endpoint that uses agents, powered by models like Gemini or OpenAI, to do the heavy lifting.
So it's not just writing, it's reading and researching.
Correct. Imagine setting up a recurring research task. You tell the API to scan for new OSHA updates regarding, say, silica dust every 24 hours.
Okay.
The API scans the web. If it finds a change, it doesn't just email you a link. It reads the regulation, it compares it to your existing DoneSafe policy, and it synthesizes a briefing. Hey, OSHA just changed the exposure limit on silica. Here is how it compares to our current policy.
So I walk into work and my daily podcast tells me what I need to fix before the inspectors even show up.
Exactly. And it goes even further with what's called newsjacking or real-time monitoring.
Newsjacking sounds like a marketing term. How does that apply to safety?
Think of it as proactive intelligence. The API can monitor social feeds like X or Reddit. Let's say a train derails in Ohio carrying a specific hazardous chemical.
Okay, scary scenario.
Usually a safety manager sees that on the news at night and thinks, man, I hope we don't use that chemical. By the time they check the system, it's the next day. With this integration, the API sees the news, instantly checks the DoneSafe chemical module, realizes you do have that chemical on site, and drafts a market alert or an educational video for the staff.
So before the workers even see the news on their lunch break, the company has sent out a video saying, we saw the accident in Ohio, here is why you are safe, and here is our protocol for that same chemical.
Precisely. It turns the platform from reactive, oh no, an accident happened, to proactive. It builds massive trust. It shows the company is watching out, not just logging data.
That is incredibly powerful. But, and here comes the big but, I can hear the listener screaming at their device right now. I'm a safety manager. I wear a hard hat. I'm not a coder. I don't know what an API endpoint is.
And that is the hurdle. The term API sounds scary. It sounds like you need a team of developers in hoodies.
Do you?
No. And this is where the synergy between DoneSafe and Auto Content is really, really strong. DoneSafe prides itself on being a no-code platform. It's designed to be configurable by regular people. Auto Content is similar because it integrates with tools like Make.com or Zapier.
Okay, break that down. What does integrates with Make.com mean for the person in the hard hat?
Think of it like digital Legos or plugging a lamp into a socket. You don't need to know how the electricity works. You just need to plug it in. In a tool like Make.com, you literally drag and drop bubbles on a screen.
So I drag a bubble that says DoneSafe.
Right. You say trigger. When a new document is added to DoneSafe, then you drag a line to another bubble that says auto content. You would select action, create podcast. Then you drag a line to Spotify or SharePoint.
That's it.
That's it. You build the pipeline once visually, and then it just runs forever. Yeah. You don't write a single line of code.
That makes it accessible. But I want to talk about something you mentioned earlier that we kind of skipped over, the cost. You mentioned the credit model. Why does that matter for what we call the long tail of content?
This is my favorite part of the economics here. In safety, you usually only produce content for the big hits. You know, fire drills, general site induction, things everyone needs to know.
Because those are the things that justify the $5,000 video budget.
Right. But what about the niche stuff? What about the specific safety protocol for the specialized solvent used only by the night shift cleaning crew? There may be three people who use it.
You are never, ever going to hire a video team to make a video for three people.
Never. So those three people get a photocopy of a label or nothing. They get left behind. But with the credit model, where a video costs €4, you absolutely can make a video for those three people.
So it's not just about saving money on the big stuff. It's about creating content that simply wouldn't exist otherwise.
Exactly. It makes the long tail viable. You can generate specific, high-quality safety guides for every single machine, every single chemical, every single role, no matter how small. It ensures equity and safety. The night shift cleaning crew deserves the same quality of safety training as the day shift construction team.
That is a massive shift. We have really traveled a long way from that binder on the shelf.
We have. We've gone from a world of safety paperwork, which is static, reactive, and boring, to a world of multimedia safety culture.
It really feels like the missing piece for a platform like DoneSafe. They have built this incredible engine for data. They have the modules. They have the users. But this unlocks the engagement.
It's about decoupling ideation from production. DoneSafe provides the idea and the data. Auto Content provides the production. When you separate those two things, you remove the bottleneck. You stop the safety manager from having to be a writer, a video editor, and a podcaster. You let them just be a safety manager.
And suddenly, keeping people safe becomes a lot more engaging.
And hopefully, because of that engagement, a lot more effective.
So here is the final thought I want to leave you with today. We talked about the safety manual paradox at the start. I want you to imagine a future, maybe not even a distant future, maybe next year.
Okay.
Imagine a world where the safety manual isn't a book. It isn't a PDF. It isn't even a file you have to search for. Imagine a world where the manual is a dynamic, talking, video-generating assistant that speaks to every single worker in their own language every single morning, specifically about the risks they face that day.
It changes the burden of responsibility.
It does. If content production becomes essentially free and instant, what excuse is left for I didn't know the safety protocol?
That is the question. When information is liquid and delivered right to your ears in your mother tongue, ignorance becomes a choice, not a circumstance.
Something to mull over. Stay safe out there, keep your binders in the recycling bin, and we will catch you on the next deep dive.